Starting next year, smartphones equipped for 5G connections will start hitting the market, though they won't be much of an upgrade unless they're connected to a new 5G wireless network. As Keystone Crossroads contributor Jim Saxa reports, the race to build those next-generation cellular networks is on, but some in Pennsylvania want to pump the brakes.
A cutesy little town in Bucks County found itself in the middle of a fight between technological progress and local control. Doylestown Borough Council President Jack O'Brien is explaining just how they got into this mess when suddenly the call cuts out.
The Public Utility Commission.
Hey, Jack, you still there?
Cell phone coverage is spotty in Doylestown, and that's a bit ironic given why O'Brien was calling. The borough just fought a lawsuit to stop a cellular company from upgrading wireless coverage in the area. The company, Crown Castle, is building a web of next-gen wireless antennas. They're smaller in size and in coverage area than the big cell towers our smartphones currently connect to. And that means you have to install them all over, like one or two per block. In Doylestown, people thought that would ruin the town's charm.
In the center of town here, we have what we call historic light poles. They're cast iron and decorative. And, you know, we wanted to kind of maintain the sense of that. And they were proposed in coming in and just putting wooden poles in. And in some cases, they would be 50 feet high. And they just didn't fit with the nature of the town.
The two sides ended up settling. Crown Castle gets to build their infrastructure network, but they'll have to hide it as best they can. That works for O'Brien because it'll preserve the downtown's historic vibe, and, well, you remember the call. The new cell antennas are the foundation for the next generation of cellular technology, 5G. It's like adding lanes to a highway, opening up bandwidth to connect devices and ramp up speeds at levels currently not possible. 5G backers say it'll bring about that marvelous future that we were always promised at expos like the 1962 World's Fair.
One day you may be able to call home and automatically turn off the oven. Or, from a public telephone a couple of hundred miles away, turn on your home air conditioner and have the house nice and cool.
50 plus years later, that not too distant future is already on its way, says State Rep Frank Ferry.
Basically, everybody's becoming connected in their home in one form or another. And I actually notice it when I'm out campaigning. I ring some people's doorbells, and they're not home, and they start talking to me through their phone, you know, while I'm at their doorstep.
Ferry's sponsoring a bill in Harrisburg that aims to make it easier for wireless companies to build 5G networks. The bill would effectively prevent places like Doylestown from negotiating their own deals because it would strip local governments of their ability to control what gets installed on their streets. So far, local government groups have opposed the bill, but they say they're open to a compromise, so long as they keep a say in what the future of wireless technology ends up looking like in their historic downtowns. Crown Castle spokesman Rory Whalen says the bill is needed to keep Pennsylvania on pace in the 5G race.
5G is coming to every community in America. The question is, who's at the front of the line and who's at the back of the line?
That every community comes with an asterisk. No matter what happens with the bill, places with a concentration of potential customers, like Philly and Pittsburgh, will be at the front of the line. And rural Pennsylvania will probably end up waiting a whole lot longer. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jim Saxa.